Romans chapter 10, from verse 5 to verse 13. Paul is, in the course of writing a section in Romans, in which one of his purposes is to provoke, stir, arouse as many of his fellow Jews as possible to bring them to Christ. He knows that many of his fellow Jews have rejected Christ, have refused Christ, and he longs to see as many as possible turned to Christ to be saved. Brothers, he says in verse 1, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. That's what he's after, their salvation. And he knows that one of the great stumbling blocks to many Jews is that they will insist on trying to earn their salvation by the way of the law. And so Paul is dealing with this issue, particularly for the Jews, so that he can bring them to Christ. Verse 5, Moses describes in this way the righteousness that is by the law. The man who does these things will live by them. There it is. The man who keeps the law of Moses, will live. Now one man did keep the law of Moses, Jesus Christ. But every other man, of course, is born a sinner and is a transgressor of the law. And as James tells us, if we offend in one point, we break the lot, because the whole system of the law stands or falls together. Now many think the law means the Ten Commandments, but it doesn't. In Scripture, the law means the whole host of the commandments, 10 plus the other 600 and odd. But let us just stick with the Ten Commandments, if you like. There is a way of righteousness by perfect obedience to that law. The law, the Ten Commandments, yes, but the whole shooting match of the law. But the Ten Commandments, we'll stick with that. But no man can keep those Ten Commandments. No man can love God with all his heart and soul and strength and mind and will and his neighbor as himself, to summarize the Ten Commandments. We're all sinners. We all break the law. The Jews do. There's no justification. There's no way of being right with God through obedience to the law for sinful man. And that's what many Jews are trying to do, says Paul, by obedience to the law. It's doomed to failure, and the curses of the law will come upon them. But verse 6, but, again, that word, tremendous word in Scripture, but the righteousness that is by faith. Now here's the other way of righteousness. And what is that? It is by faith. By faith. It is not by the works of the law. I've just said that Christ kept the law perfectly and earned salvation, not for himself, he didn't need it, but for all his people. The man who does the law will live by it. Sinners have no hope of it. But the righteousness that is by faith says, now what does it say? Well, there comes a section now which is a bit difficult to understand, but I think we can summarize it like this. You don't have to go looking for it. It's not far away. You don't have to run all over the place. Where is this righteousness? Where can I find this way to God? It's not far off. You don't have to go up to heaven. You don't have to go down to the deep. It's, what do you have to say? Verse 8, the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. It's the word of faith. Verse 8, the word of faith which we are preaching. Let me say that again. The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word we are proclaiming. The word of faith we are proclaiming. The gospel, in other words. We are telling it to you. Will you listen, Jews? You don't have to go chasing all over the place for it. You don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to try and work it out for yourself. Here it is, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. What? How can I be just with God? Is it by keeping the law? Well, you can try that route. But it's doomed to failure. Because you're a sinner. You've broken it before you start. And you'll add to it. Now here is the way of justification. You don't have to go looking for it or invent it. We've given it to you. Here it is again. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Believing in the heart, confession with the mouth. It's all to do with Jesus. Did you notice that? Jesus is Lord. God, Christ. It's all to do with God in Christ. Confess with your mouth. Tell, speak, make this your proclamation, make this your hope, make this your trust. And you believe in your heart, you rely upon Christ. You see, Paul goes on to say, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. You have to have heart trust, not just mental assent. Oh, I agree to the doctrines. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Any parrot can say that. But you say it because you feel it. You say it because you want it. You say it because you're committed to Christ. You submit to Christ. You bow to Christ. Your word, the word of faith, is in your mouth because it's in your heart. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts, you see that word? Trusts. It's not just assent, it's relying upon Christ. You will never be put to shame. For there is no difference, whether Jew or Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that's what I mean about trust again. It's calling upon the name, the person, the work, the merit. The name is what Christ is and what he's done, what he stands for. It represents him. Everyone who calls on his name, relies upon his work, trusts his blood, trusts his righteousness, relies upon Jesus and his obedience, will be saved, right with God, justified. And Paul is saying this for the Jews. He's saying, don't go down the route of the law. The law was there to picture Christ for you. Now Christ has come. Leave the picture and go to Christ. Rely upon him, trust in him, look to him, and then confess him to others. He doesn't use the word baptism here, but baptism comes in it. If you believe, you are baptized afterwards. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that does not believe is condemned, damned. Now this is what Paul is saying to bring the Jews to Christ. He's encouraging them. Give up the law, my friends. Give up the law, my brothers, he's saying to his Jews, fellow Jews, and come to Christ. The law pictured Christ to you. Now come to Jesus. Believe upon him. Rest upon him. Trust him and confess him. And you will be perfectly, sinlessly free in the sight of God. But did you notice how he moved in verse 12? For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. And then he says in verse 13, everyone. What is he doing here? He's expanding it now. Not just true for Jews. That was his first concern, yes. That was his main concern, yes. But now he's broadened it. And it's gone out to the Gentiles. So this same gospel is being preached to the Gentiles, he said. And it's the same gospel for them. It's not law. Well, it won't be the law of Moses for them, because they weren't under that law. And what would it be? Well, it would be the law of what you like to call it. Your own self-effort. baptism, or going to church, or saying your prayers, or I do my best, or become a Roman Catholic, become a Muslim, or whatever you want to say. Anything by works. I trust my intelligence, my rational thinking. I trust that man. I trust that teaching. I rely upon this or that. Anything but Christ. As he said to the Jews, Paul polarized it. It's either law or Christ. It's either your works or his. Which is it? And it's the same for the Gentile. It's either Christ or anything or everything else. Rational thinking, Roman Catholicism, Jehovah's Witnessism, whatever it might be, decency, respectability, churchianity, baptism, whatever you like to call it, sacraments, anything you want to put there, is either Christ or all that. And by all that, there is no salvation. It's only by the name of the Lord. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, if you call upon him, if you trust upon him, anyone who trusts in him, and everyone who trusts in him, will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord over all, and offering the same to all. He will richly bless all who call upon him, for everyone, Jew or Gentile, who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, is saved. Guaranteed. You may say, well, sorry, well, you're saying that, but you don't know what I've said or done or what I am or what I thought. I'm too bad. I don't need to know what you've said, done, or thought, my friend. I don't need to know it. But I know what you need to say. And I know what you need to think. And I know what you need to feel. And I know whom you need to trust. I don't care what you've said in the past. Will you say Jesus is Lord now? I don't care where you've been before, but will you come to Jesus now? I don't care what you've done, or where you've been, or who you've trusted. Will you trust Christ now? I don't care who you've called upon in the past. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God in Christ, will be saved. Well, there's no if about it, my friend. Well, there's no if about it. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. There was a man hanging on the cross next to Jesus, and he called, and he was saved. If you look to Christ now, you will be saved. But if you look anywhere else, you will be damned. So look to Christ, my friend. I plead with you. Look to Christ. I don't care who you are or where you are in the world. You're not too bad for Christ. The trouble is, you might think you're too good for him. But cast your eyes off of yourself and look to Christ and only Christ, and trust him in your heart and confess him to others. Speak to others and say that you have trusted Christ by his grace. You have called upon the name of the Lord, and according to his word, you are saved. Believe and be assured of it. Believer, I know I'm saying nothing to you that you don't know already, but what a wonderful thought. Our sins, not in part, but the whole, are nailed to his cross. We are perfectly free from sin through Christ. No wonder John Newton said, amazing grace. He just couldn't understand it. Staggering grace, mind-boggling grace, baffling grace, bewildering grace. Words can't describe it. Anyone who trusts in Christ, everyone who trusts in Christ, whoever believes, shall be saved. Then may we go on our way rejoicing, assured, confident today. And shall we say, may we say, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation, and I will live for him, and I will speak for him, and I will proclaim him, Jesus Christ is Lord. I appeal to all preachers. Are you preaching a mixture of law and faith? Are you preaching a mixture of works and faith? I am determined, said Paul, to preach Christ, nothing but Christ, and him crucified, Jesus Christ, as Lord. Here is the fullness and freeness of salvation. And this is what Paul proclaims, because he knows that this is the way that God saves sinners, and he wants Jews to be saved. Well, I want Jews to be saved too. Is there any Jew listening to me? Oh, that you would come to Jesus. Any Gentile listening to me who's not come to Christ, then I wish with all my heart that you would come to Christ. I plead with you to come to him. I cannot give you a bigger or more definite promise than this. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, and that includes you. And if you will call on the name of the Lord, you can mark your Bible. Put the day's date down, whenever it is. This day, mark against it. It wasn't everyone who called on the name of the Lord, it was me. And put your name there. John Smith, whatever your name is. I called on the name of the Lord, and he saved me. Or again, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, I do believe and I do confess Christ. Anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. I do trust in him and confess him to others. The two ways then. Is it works of the law or whatever it might be? Or is it Christ? I plead with you. Make it Christ. Make it Christ.